Right, we have to move on. It's the Naked Scientist, Dr. Chris and Dr. Phil, and it's time to catch up with this week's chemistry update, this month's chemistry update, I should say, with Mark Pepler. He's the editor of Chemistry World. He's from the Royal Society of Chemistry. They're based in Cambridge. Hi, Mark.
Hello, Chris.
Now, exciting news this month. Got a whole range of things, but we've been talking about pollution and stuff and how to be clean, and clean coal is on the agenda.
That's right. This is a group of scientists in China that have been developing a way, which is essentially a way of extracting energy from coal without actually having to dig it out of the ground. Now, it's based on technology that's been around for more than a century. It's the same idea that the Victorians used to turn coal into coal gas for their gas lamps. Essentially, what's been happening in this Chinese pilot trial is to take a coal seam and to drill down into it, and by blowing first air and then steam into it, once the coal seam is ignited, this essentially partly burns, and out of the other end of the coal seam, there's another pipe. Through that pipe runs something called syngas. It's a mixture of carbon dioxide and hydrogen.
Not S-I-N.
No. no, absolutely not. So this syngas, carbon monoxide and hydrogen, if you like, it's sort of half-burned coal. And this can be turned into a variety of liquid fuels using technology that was developed in Germany called the Fischer-Tropsch process.
So you don't have to dig loads and loads of rock and blast things, put people at risk. You can actually get small amounts of energy out on demand locally.
That's right. Previously, people had investigated this in the 1960s, but the only way they could make it work was actually to send miners down and effectively create like a reaction vessel inside the coal chamber by digging out a big cavern. Effectively, with this method, because they're very carefully controlling the blast of heat and air, they're able to burrow their own pipe through the coal seam, which is about half a metre wide. And that completely removes the need for anybody to actually go down there. Now, with 5,000 miners a year dying in accidents in China, for example, from coal mining accidents, that's clearly going to make a big difference.
How do you make sure the gas doesn't come out in the wrong place? Because you're saying you fire this hot gas and steam along the coal seam and then collect the products. Well, what stops them diffusing out and appearing, I don't know, in someone else's garden or something, rather than up your pipe that you need them to come into your power station?
This is partly about the way that some coal seams are laid down. Very often the rock around them won't allow much gas to escape. So it will only escape where there is a clear hole drilled into it at the other end. It's not suitable for all coal seams, but crucially, it can access some seams that previously you wouldn't have been able to mine at all. So potentially you're getting more energy out of the ground than you would otherwise have been able to dig out.
It's amazing to think, Mark, that you have brought technology from 100 years ago to bear today. But sticking with the gas story, what's this about goats and helping us to have a line of defence against nerve gases?
Yeah, that's right. A research company called Farm Athene, based in Montreal in Canada, have genetically modified a herd of goats to actually produce a protective enzyme in their milk. This is an enzyme that can basically chew up organophosphorus compounds, like, for example, sarin, that was used in the Tokyo subway attacks in 1995. So this enzyme is called butyryl cholinesterase, and out of their herd of goats, they've managed to engineer them in such a way that they produce about 5 grams of this antidote in every litre of milk. They've already stockpiled about 15 kilos of this enzyme.
So you get the milk, you can purify this enzyme out of the milk, and then what, you would inject it into someone who'd been exposed to something nasty?
That's right. We spoke to a researcher called Patrick Masson, based in France at the Military Health Service Research Centre, and he told us that essentially, a dose of about 200 milligrams of enzyme can protect humans up to about 5 times the lethal dose of something like VX or sarin.
Or even sheep dip, because, of course, the same organophosphates have been implicated in Gulf War syndrome and farmers having things like Gulf War syndrome because of dipping sheep, isn't it?
That's right. Organophosphorus compounds are used in sheep dip because it can kill the insect, which can cause problems, diseases in sheep. The OP sheep dips, unfortunately, also have been implicated, as you said, in something called dipper's flu. And this is supposedly through an accumulation of these organophosphorus compounds in farmers' bodies that haven't had proper respiratory protection when they're using the sheep dip.
Thank you very much, Mark. That's Mark Peplow. He's the editor of Chemistry World, the magazine of the Royal Society of Chemistry. And you can find out more about those stories and others on his website, which is chemistryworld.org.